Monday, March 20th, and these are readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the Book of Samuel, chapter 7, verses 4 through 5a, 12 through 14a, and 16. The Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord. In the responsorial psalm, the son of David will live forever. The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness." And the response, "The son of David will live forever. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations." And the response, "The son of David will live forever. He shall say to me, 'You are my father, my God, the rock, my savior.' Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm." And the response, "The son of David will live forever." And the second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 13, 16 through 18, and 22. "Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants, that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As it is written, 'I have made you father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, 'Thus shall your descendants be.' That is why it was credited to him as righteousness." The word of the Lord. And the verse before the gospel, "Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord. They never cease to praise you." And now the gospel. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Be Matthew chapter 1, verses 16, 18 through 21, and 24a. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, not unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of God appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your house, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.